hour from the KZST newsroom. Santa Rosa hit a new record high temperature yesterday, hitting 73 degrees, beating the old mark of 72 set back in 1940. This follows a record high set on Sunday as well. I hope you got out and had a chance to enjoy it, because everything begins to change later today as a powerful Pacific storm will take aim at the West Coast starting tonight. Currently, 2 to 4 inches of rain is expected for most, with some in the West County getting around 6 inches from late tonight through Thursday. Wind will also be a problem, with gusts to around 30 miles an hour, potentially toppling some trees and knocking down branches. We do have a wind advisory and a flood watch already in place. While there will be some small streams and possible street flooding, the Russian and Napa rivers are currently forecast to remain below flood stage. More rain is forecast for the weekend and into next week. Another local business in Santa Rosa is set to close. Tuttle's Pharmacy, the family-owned drugstore, has been sold to Rite Aid. Both locations, one near Doyle Park and one on Hoenn Avenue, will soon be shut down. Customers are being notified of the sale. Their prescriptions will now be filled at one of the Rite Aids in Santa Rosa. 3 generations of the Pellegrini family have owned and operated the drugstore since 1946. The company behind a global recall of sleep apnea machines says it will stop selling the devices in the U.S. under a tentative agreement with regulators. Philips has recalled more than 5 million pressurized breathing devices due to risks that their internal foam can break down over time, leading users to possibly inhale tiny particles while they sleep. The deal, announced yesterday, has not been finalized and will still have to be approved by a U.S. judge. An enemy drone that killed 3 American troops and wounded at least 40 in Jordan may have been confused with an American drone returning to the U.S. installation. That's according to 2 U.S. officials. The officials added that the enemy drone was flying at a low altitude, and at the same time, a U.S. drone was returning to the base. As a result, there was no effort to shoot down the enemy drone. Toyota and General Motors are telling the owners of about 61,000 older Corolla, Matrix, RAV4, and Pontiac Vibe models to stop driving them, because their Takata airbag inflators are at a risk of exploding and hurling shrapnel. The urgent warning covers certain Corolla compact cars and Matrix hatchbacks from the 2003 and 2004 model years, as well as the RAV4 and small SUV from 2004 and 2005. Also covered are about 11,000 Pontiac Vibes from 2003 and 2004. Both companies said owners should contact a local dealer instead of driving their cars in for repairs. Dealers will provide options such as mobile repair, towing the car to the dealer, or vehicle pickup and delivery. Sonoma County has 2 contenders for USA Today's Best Pop Culture Museum: the Charles M. Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa and Rancho Obi-Wan. The Star Wars Museum in Petaluma, certified by the Guinness Book of World Records as having the largest Star Wars memorabilia collection. Other nominees include the Comic-Con Museum in San Diego, the Walt Disney Family Museum in San Francisco, and the Mascot Hall of Fame in Indiana, along with the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame in Wisconsin. Fan voting is now open through February 12th. We will have a link to vote up on the KZST website under news. Our KZST news time is now 5:34.
Did you know that Golden State Lumber and Building Materials has a long history in Sonoma County? Here's Vice President of Operations, Eric Schmies.
For 70 years, Golden State has been serving the San Francisco Bay Area building community, and for the last 3 decades, we've been headquartered in Sonoma County. We work closely with professional builders and contractors so they can achieve the expectations of their clients. We've developed strong relationships with our vendors as well. Visit our website and click Brands, and there you'll see a long list of categories and vendors who we proudly support. And we strive to keep our clients on budget and on schedule. We look forward to serving Sonoma County for many years to come.
Visit GoldenStateLumber.com or stop by our lumber yard at 3610 Copper Hill Lane, south of Airport Boulevard. Family owned since 1954. Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed.
Colder weather means higher energy bills. Unless you're ready with energy-efficient windows. You'll save on utility bills, and you'll save energy.
And that's good for everyone. The whole world.
Right, Miley. I'm glad you're thinking globally and encouraging everyone to act locally. It doesn't get more local than right in your own home.
And when it's cold outside, it's so nice to have a warm house.
Now's the time to replace those old failed glass or single-pane windows. We work with top manufacturers like Milgard. And if you're ready to finally replace that old shower door, we have beautiful glass enclosures that will transform the look of your bath. Come to our showroom at 1050 North Dutton Avenue in Santa Rosa and see the possibilities.
Jack Smith Glass, family owned and serving Sonoma County since 1962. You know, ancient history.
Lower your utility bills this winter. Jack Smith Glass, 544-0640. Call today, 544-0640.
Jack Smith Glass and Sass, let's sun in.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com for more. In sports, the U.S. figure skating team is being awarded the gold medal from the Beijing Olympics back in 2022 after a Russian skater was disqualified for testing positive for a banned substance and her appeal was denied. Team USA originally came in second. And the Warriors take on the 76ers at home tonight. Your forecast today, mainly cloudy with mid-60s. Tonight, cloudy, rain starting overnight, along with some southerly wind to about 22 miles an hour. Lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, rain and wind with 50s. Wind gusting to about 25 miles an hour. Rain in the 2 to 3 inch range for most of us. Higher amounts in the hills. We've got a wind advisory from late tonight through tomorrow. And also a flood watch from tonight through Thursday night. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Elton John and longtime songwriting partner Bernie Taupin have been announced as the 2024 Library of Congress Gershwin Prize winners for popular song. They first met in 1967 and have been creating songs together for over 50 years. John and Taupin will be celebrated at a tribute concert in Washington, D.C. on March 20th that will air on PBS on April 8th. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna kiss your eyes. I wanna drink that smile. I wanna feel like I.
got your love anymore.
Rumor has it.
Welcome to your Tuesday here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 545, 52 degrees in Santa Rosa. Weather-wise, well, enjoy today. Late tonight, a storm set to hit us, bringing lots of wet stuff and wind last through Thursday. This one could bring up to 4 inches of rain to Santa Rosa, more out at the coast. That atmospheric river returns. So dig out your umbrella and rain boots. You're gonna need them.
I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. I only got one thing on my mind. You got me stuck on the thought of you. You're making me feel brand new. You're more than a sunshine in my eyes. You got those pretty eyes in your head. You know it. You got me dancing in my bed, so let me show it. You are exactly what I want. Kinda cool and kinda not. Wanna give myself to you. Yeah, we're driving down the freeway at night. I only got one thing in the back of my mind. I'm feeling like this might be my time to shine with you, with you, with you. I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting. Feeling like this might be my time to shine with you, with you, with you.
County's KZST. Good morning. It is Tuesday, January 30th, 551, 52 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
Recruiting great applicants to work at your company is not difficult, nor is it expensive. Keeping bad workers, even just one bad employee, can be very expensive indeed. Ineffective workers cost you time, productivity, and most important, customers. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. It's also accredited by the Society for Human Resource Professionals. HR professionals will earn 2 recertification credits just for attending. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Roner Park. This event is free and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Redwood Credit Union brings you another KZST Hometown Hero. Born and raised in Sonoma County, the word hero for Karen Alves was defined by duty and sacrifice. Karen's uncle, killed on Okinawa in June 1945, was the ultimate example. Inspired by her uncle's sacrifice, Karen has worked tirelessly for many years to improve life in her hometown of Windsor. She was the founder and creator of the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove, now grown to over 200 trees, and a People for Parks holiday tradition. She coordinated the construction of the Town Green Military Memorial Wall, a 20-year labor of love just completed in November 2023. Karen knows we can do great things when we work together with community members, leaders, businesses, and nonprofits. We now add Karen Alves to the ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to KZST.com. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union for all that you love, let us know who your hero is.
I'm not.
90.1 KZST. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Debbie Abrams. Overcast skies, a storm a-brewing starting tonight through Thursday in Sonoma County lottery players. No one won last night's Powerball jackpot, but a lucky person in California did match five of six numbers to collect $650,000. That winning ticket was sold at a Chevron gas station in Sacramento.
Morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 30th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:59. I'm Brent Allen. Cloudy today with rain moving in a little later tonight. Currently sitting in 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST News.